Let's move along now as we go back to the Ponderosa Breakfast Club this morning with PG14's John Boggs. John?
Thank you, Rob. We're here with Bev Emmon, Linda Linhard, and Carol Strait to talk about the 2012 Walk Against Cancer. And Bev, you just mentioned to me a few minutes ago something that I didn't know, that the Jay County Cancer Society, your affiliation. So can you explain that for our listeners?
Yes, in 1965, the Jay County Cancer Society was created, and we are totally separate. We are not associated with the American Cancer Society. We do our own benefits, and 100% of the money raised stays right here in Jay County helping our local cancer patients.
Interesting. Well, as I said, I wasn't aware of that, and that does make a major difference with all the money staying here in town. Let's talk about the Cancer Walk. It's Saturday, June 23rd, and let's kind of go through the events and what all is going to be happening.
Okay, our registration will be opening at 8 o'clock, opening ceremony at 8:30. 9:30 is the luminary ceremony, and following the luminary ceremony, you can stay just as long as you would like, and as the candles are stayed lit, and the walk will be finishing after the luminary ceremony.
Okay. And Linda, tell us a little bit about, I know you have a survivor dinner. Tell us about the dinner.
Yes, we do have a survivor dinner. And that is going to start from 6 o'clock to 7:30. It is free for a cancer survivor and their guest. Our meal is catered by the Knights of Columbus. They've been great to help us every year since we started this walk. And each of our survivors get a T-shirt.
Okay, and I know there's a pre-registration for that to make sure you get a head count. When does that end?
Okay, that has ended.
Oh, it has? Okay.
Yeah, we are full now. We have ordered over 200 meals, and we've got all those reservations we can take at this time.
Okay, and Carol, I know there's going to be some vendors there and some people setting up booths. Can you give us any of those, or...
There are going to be several vendors. This Humane Society, the Sandman, Walgreens will be there. Schmidt's Chiropractic will be there. And there may be some others that come to set up, and they'll be there from 7 to 9.
Okay. Okay. And in addition, you also have a raffle that goes on. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Bev?
Yes, the raffle tickets are available right now at Stroll Appliance or Remember When, and they are available the night of the walk. We have some fantastic prizes. Some of the things are a 40-inch TV that is donated by Stone Ridge, and his or her bikes from TJ's Bikes. We have two $100 Fisher Meat certificates from Star Realty, a $100 gas card, a $100 bill from Williamson and Spencer's. We have savings bonds from Main Source Bank, and we just have tons and tons of things. So
gift certificates. Wow, you've got a list down here that just goes on and on.
It goes on,
and everybody.
And there are still people that are donating things. So if you don't see it on your ticket form for your raffle tickets, there are still extra things that we don't have enough paper to write them on.
Wonderful. Well, I know. And what year is this for the walk? Is it?
This is our 11th year in 2012.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about the kind of money you've been able to raise over the years.
Well, we've done extremely well. Our first year, which was 2001, was $9,000. This walk was put together in 6 weeks, and at $9,000, that was great. And then we have, last year was $33,000, and the year before that was $28,000. So we have just done wonderful. Even this year, if we just get $33,500, I will be well satisfied with that.
Sure, sure.
And our total over the 10 years that we have done the walk has been $186,000. And again, John, that's all given back to the Jay County residents.
I was just going to mention that. I know you you showed me a breakout of last year's funds and where they went. Look, can we kind of talk about that so people get a grasp of how significant it is that the money here stays here in town?
Last year, we assisted approximately 80 patients with a total of $47,080.56. And that goes for reimbursement for their uninsured medical expenses, for drugs, supplies, mileage, miscellaneous expense, anything that's uninsured affiliated with their cancer.
Excellent. And yeah. And that it all stays here in Jay County is just something that's very remarkable. Well, I know it's a big event, and it takes a lot of people to put it on. So let's go back and pay a couple bills at the radio station. When we come back, I do want to talk about your volunteers and how many people are involved in putting on this event. But right now, let's go back to you, Rob.